is an open question for many Christians. Did Jesus have to be a man? Could he have been a woman and saved us? I've heard formerly LCMS theologians say, yes, he could have been a woman, it would have been okay. But this undercuts almost everything about the Scriptures, about who God is in the identity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and who Adam was, and why it was Adam's sin that made us fall and not Eve's. And so, therefore, why it is it needs to be a king, not a queen, who rises again from the dead, and then from his side gives birth to the new queen, just as the first queen was given birth from the side of Adam, right? You lose all of that in one word. So when we start letting our language be stolen from us, we run a lot of risks that are bigger than, you know, somebody doesn't like me now because they think I'm mean because I believe biology and science are obvious. I mean, isn't it funny? They want to call us science deniers all the time, right? You don't believe in evolution, you're a science denier. It's like, well, if there was ever a science issue, this one's it. It's testable in a laboratory. You know, you can't get away from it.